Does the name Johnny Lydon ring a bell? Okay, what if I gave you the name of his alter ego, Johnny Rotten? God save the queen, the fascist regime. That is the voice of the lead singer of the 1970s British punk band, the Sex Pistols. Now, John Lydon is channeling Johnny Rotten in a new way. He has published a book with the words to every song he has ever written. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco caught up with the musician.
Hello, how are you?
Johnny Rotten is now 61 years old. He may be a bit rounder than he was in his youth, but still has an impish glare and spiky hair. He's still punk rock.
I'm an actual born anarchist. I've never in my life supported any government anywhere, and I never will.
He was born John Lydon, the son of working-class Irish immigrants in London. When he was 7 years old, he contracted spinal meningitis,
which damn well nearly killed me. Apart from surviving that, it was the lack of memory when I came out of the coma. And that took me some 4 years to fully recover properly.
He says that experience fueled the turmoil he felt as a teenager in the 1970s when he was recruited to join the Sex Pistols as Johnny Rotten.
It's my nickname. It was given to me because I had green teeth.
Lydon railed against the establishment, religion, and politics, singing anger as an energy. You can hear it in his lyrics, which he's collected into Mr. Rotten's songbook. He flips through the 300-page limited edition book that he illustrated himself with doodles and sketches.
So I could put myself right back in the moment and know what it was that was thundering away between my ears to make me write these lyrics. And here we are, yes, anarchy, to be sung with love. And I've got nice little anarchists running around with swords and the black and red anarchist flag and of course, the Union Jack. Anarchy for the UK, it's coming sometime, and maybe I give a wrong time, stop a traffic line. Your future dream is a shopping scheme to slide.
Lydon wrote Anarchy in the UK in 1976, a week before writing his sarcastic God Save the Queen.
I think I hit on the right note and tone of a country that was on the verge of political collapse. He had a very rigid conservative government who were just not open-minded about anything. Beginning to sound familiar, isn't it?
He wrote songs that were really designed to impress, shock, and also challenge.
Brian Cogan is author of the Encyclopedia of Punk.
Lydon has always been sort of a trickster fellow that is there to disrupt. His lyrics had insight, they were witty, they were biting, and he was always trying to upset people in a lot of ways and trying to get them to rethink what they thought about the world.
After the Sex Pistols broke up, Lydon formed Public Image Limited. He wrote songs like Death Disco, which he says was a tribute to his late mother, and Rise, an anthem against apartheid in South Africa.
This is my international letter to the world. It's about decency to your fellow human beings. Time has come. Your second skin. You could be black, you could be white. I could be right, I could be wrong.
I could be white, I could be black. Lydon's songbook is eclectic. It includes words to Psycho's Path about serial killer John Wayne Gacy and Out of the Woods about Confederate General Stonewall Jackson.
Ah, me war epic.
In Deeper Waters, Lydon documented his underwater adventure, wearing an old-fashioned diving suit to see sharks up close.
Going blub blub, you know, 500 pounds of iron wrapped around your head. I could not move, not one inch. Monstrous sharks were hovering around. I will not drown.
Oh. Lydon says he was inspired to compile the songbook after playing a gig in China a few years ago. He says government officials there insisted on reading his lyrics before allowing him to perform.
I thought the Chinese would be most wicked on censorship. No, welcome arms. So, you know, I don't need to yodel on about Tibet. I need to, like, sing my stuff to the peoples out there.
These days, Lydon lives with his wife in Los Angeles near the ocean, and over the years, he's made changes.
I really liked what Obama was promising, and that's when I became an American citizen.
When the conversation turns to President Trump, Lydon is provocative as always.
I think he's absolutely magnificent. He's a total cat amongst the pigeons. It's got everybody now involving themselves in a political way. And I've been struggling for years to get people to wake up and do that.
As he heads off to promote his songbook at a record store, John Lydon, Johnny Rotten, bids farewell.
May the road rise with you and your enemies always be behind you. May the scatter, flatter, batter and shatter.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.